So true story, I was actually fumbling around the cabinet where we keep all of our medicine for the bottle of ibuprofen, and like four additional bottles like kind of fell out. And I don't know whose they are. I don't even know what the medicine was. But in that moment, and it's like 3 in the morning, so it's pitch black in the house. But in that moment, I'm like, I really do need to look at what this is. And if we're not taking this medication anymore, I probably should dispose of it. And if you're like that, you have an opportunity to do so. Obviously, throughout the year, you've got places like CVS that have that safe and secure Dropbox that you can use. But then a couple of times a year, a number of organizations, including DEA and Florida Poison Control, collaborate with law enforcement and do the prescription drug take back. And that's coming up Saturday. And there's so many different ways that you can safely dispose of these prescriptions so they don't fall into the wrong hands. Mike McCormick is with Florida Poison Control of Jacksonville. And am I like a lot of people where like I have tons of prescriptions and I don't even know who uses them or if it's even valid drugs anymore to use?
Absolutely. And I think we all do it. I'm guilty of it. You know, you pay for medicine and medicine is expensive. And you think, I might need it again. You don't take all of it, so you just stick it up on a shelf. And before you know it, it adds up. And then when you look at the over-the-counter medicines, like you said, you were looking for some, you know, ibuprofen, those are sold now and come in such large quantities that it's very easy for people to get them. And it's interesting, you could be a public service announcement for us that 2 a.m. Go to the medicine cabinet thing is a real problem because people tend to be in the dark. A lot of times you don't have your glasses on. A lot of the medicine bottles look a lot alike. Sometimes the pills can even look a lot alike. And maybe you're used to that you keep yours all the way on one side. But if somebody else got in there and moved stuff around, it's very easy to take the wrong medication. And so that is one of the impetus behind the drug take back is that we want to remove that risk from the house so that you don't accidentally grab the wrong medicine. When you're doing it, sometimes our labels even start to disintegrate, and so you'll lose the dosage that you're supposed to take. We also worry about, especially from a poison control standpoint, children, especially children under 6 years old. Medication is always our number one or number two poisoning, and it's because it is available around the house. And when we're talking medication, I'm not just talking prescriptions. I am talking over-the-counter medications, but I want to throw supplements, vitamins into that category because especially in the children under six, anything that comes in a gummy format, so we see that with melatonin, we see it with vitamins. If a child finds a bottle of those unattended, they're typically going to eat all of them.
How about teenagers? I worry with two teenagers in the house about abuse. Are we seeing numbers trending up or down there?
Actually, we have. Teenage girls is one of them that we're keeping a really close eye on. It started with COVID. It spiked. It's coming down a little bit, but it's still much higher than before COVID. And we're seeing self-harm. And the substance always catches people by surprise. It's acetaminophen. And as you know, acetaminophen is commonly sold as Tylenol. And people don't think about that, about Tylenol being dangerous, because it is a wonderful drug. Please don't call Tylenol and say I said bad things about it. It is a wonderful drug when taken correctly. And what we've seen with teenage girls, 13 to 19, is an increase. Maybe something bad happens at school, maybe on social media. They come home, and again, it's in those big bottles. There's lots of them, and they can take much more than the recommended daily dose. And acetaminophen is very dangerous to your liver. So we do need to get somebody into the hospital for that and get an antidote started within about 8 hours. With teenagers, but it's also with adults. A lot of times we see that the path to substance use disorder starts with a pill from a friend or a family member. So you don't think about it. You have friends over to watch the Seminole Gator Jaguar game. They're going to go to the bathroom at some point. While they're in there, they can rifle through your medicine cabinet. And sometimes people with substance use disorder, you won't even realize it. They're very good at being able to hide it, stealthily only taking one or two pills, so you're not likely to notice a difference. So about 50% of people that we see go down that path start with that pill from a friend or a family member.
Wow.
Is there a lot of desensitization with especially younger people? A personal story, my daughter was on a track team and some of her track athletes were taking one or two, I won't say the pill, but they were taking, you know, of the over-the-counter variety because they were in pain. Well, pretty soon it became, well, I'm going to pop 4, 5, 6 of these without even thinking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you kind of hit on two things, especially with teenagers that we worry about. Again, one of them is kind of a destigmatization of the over-the-counter, that because it's not prescribed, it's not that dangerous. And anything within medication needs to be taken with the medical guidance. But we're also seeing among teenagers is stronger injuries, especially in sports. So we are seeing heavy prescription medicines go out. And again, not our area of expertise, but you can look with baseball players, the number of Tommy John surgeries now being done in high school versus 20 years ago when there were very little being done in Major League Baseball. We're now seeing it in high school. Soccer, football, lacrosse, we're seeing the knee injuries. And so we are seeing where at times kids are being prescribed even opioids. And again, because your friend is taking it, you know, a lot of times in that peer group, despite the fact as parents that we spend all our time educating on it, it does become a danger that they will go around. And you know, that brings us to another point when we're talking about medicine. One of the things that we really worry about in this country, and we saw it in the end of 2023, and I don't have more recent statistics than that, there were 115 million fake prescription pills confiscated by the DEA. And at that time, 7 out of 10 of them had a fatal dose of fentanyl inside them. So one of the other things with teens that we spend a lot of time educating, and especially to parents, is if you don't buy the medication yourself, if mom or dad doesn't give it to you, you don't take it. You don't take it from a friend. You don't take it from a friend's mom. And, you know, that one for me, I struggled with when I was starting with this with education, because when I was a kid, if you went over to somebody's house and you got a headache, their mom would give you an aspirin. And I'm like, you know, yes, we love the neighbors, but we don't take our medication from our neighbors, from our friends. It only comes from us and only purchased from a reputable pharmacy. And that has become somewhat of a problem as we've seen drug shortages, where people are now going out to compounding pharmacies or even worse, buying from the internet where you don't know the source of what's coming in.
So for prescription drug take back, what are the benefits of it, and how can someone be a part of this? And what are you looking for? I mean, what are you getting and what are you most looking for from the community?
As far as how it works, it's very simple. Just put all your drugs together in a bag, anything that you have prescription, non-prescription. You're going to drive up to a site. You're going to drop your window. You will hand it out to law enforcement, who will take it. Law enforcement actually checks it in as if they were doing evidence, so that it is then taken and destroyed. No questions asked on what you bring. Just bring it and drop it off. What are we looking for? We're looking for people to get this danger out of your home. It's a bad idea to hoard medication. And I know as parents, a lot of times we do it because if one kid gets sick, you know, yep, the next one's probably going to get sick. But, you know, 6 months from now, you don't know, there could have been a recall. Maybe a drug allergy has come up since then. It's a bad idea to reuse medication without talking to a medical professional before you do it. So we just want to get it out so that it is not available to fall into the wrong hands, whether those be children, whether those be teenagers, whether those be your neighbors, your parents. One of the other things that we do see at these events every year, it's tragic. I know right away when I see it, when somebody pulls up and they'll grab a big box full of medication out, and almost the first words out of my mouth are, "I'm sorry for your loss." And they'll say, "My mom died, my dad died, and there was all this medication and I didn't know what to do with it." And, you know, the first thing I do is say, "Thank you for not just throwing it away. Thank you for not flushing it down the toilet." Those are both very bad ideas because those go on to pollute our environment. Florida International University did a study 2 years ago, went around our state, caught redfish. Out of 113 redfish, 107 had pharmaceuticals inside them. So we want people to dispose of medication safely. Take back days are a great idea. But honestly, I'd like it if everybody considered everyday drug take back day. There are so many locations, pharmacies, police stations, fire stations, where you can drop off your medication. So we want to change the culture, and we want to go from a culture of hoarding to a culture of using medication when you're not feeling well, using it correctly, the way the doctors prescribe it to you. And then when you're done with it, disposing of it so that this danger is not sitting around your house.
Can you go back to the part where there's no questions asked? Because I think a lot of people think, I'm going to hand this off to law enforcement. I've got four bottles of opioids. You know they're going to check my name. They're going to see the opioids, and they're going to come after me.
Absolutely not. And it's the number of people dropping off. They go into boxes. The boxes are immediately sealed. When we fill the boxes up, they put them down, and they're checked in so that we can make sure that from there, the sealing, make sure that nobody else is going to get into these boxes and take them out. And then they're shipped off to incinerators so that we can make sure they are destroyed properly and are not harming the environment at the same time.
We've got all the information at WOKV.com on all the different locations around the metro area. Is there one you prefer or you want to promote?
Well, there is a new one this year, and we're very excited about this. Jack's Ready Fest is going on this weekend, Friday and Saturday at the Prime Osborne Convention Center. So we're going to bring one of the drop-off locations to the Prime Osborne. It will be out in the parking lot kind of behind the Prime Osborne. We're also going to have Drug-Free Duval there, and they're going to bring out their JTA bus where they will train you on how to use Narcan if you'd like to carry Narcan. And we do encourage everybody to carry Narcan. And then, you know, you're down there, you might as well come in and look at disaster preparedness. I mean, we live in Florida. We know how it's been the last few years. But it's not just hurricanes. It is the everyday storms that we see. There will be plenty of vendors. There will be plenty of free stuff there. I'll be there at the poison control booth that you can come by. Lots of giveaways, lots of things for kids to do. They're also bringing in a lot of the big trucks, the rescue trucks and so forth. So fun for your kids to walk around and see. So, yeah, we're excited that this year we're going to bring Jack's Ready Fest and the Drug Take Back Day into the same event.
Mike McCormick with Florida Poison Control. And make sure that you do clear out those cabinets this weekend. A great opportunity to do it. Thanks.